This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Stephen, the last time that we spoke, you had the success of the Galway Film Festival. How were you feeling about it all?
There was a lot of excitement during that time. There was a lot of articles being written about the women, about the work that I was doing. The women really were just plucked from obscurity and now became instantly recognisable.
With all the media attention that you were getting around the documentary, did any other Magdalene women get in touch with you?
A lot of women got in contact by phone, and a number of women would have written to me to tell me about their time that they spent in the Magdalene laundries. You would have letters being sent saying, filmmaker, director of The Forgotten Maggies. And each woman poured their hearts out. They wanted to tell somebody what happened to them. But I think meeting both Marina Gambold and Mary Smith will be forever etched in my mind.
How did you meet Marina and Mary?
I had been invited to attend a special screening of the documentary at the SGC Cinema in Dungarvan in Waterford. And at the end of the screening, we were all in the foyer talking. And this woman just bursts through the door and shouts out, "I'm a Magdalene survivor and I want to tell my story too." So I walked up to her and I introduced myself, and that's where I met Marina Gambold. Soon after that, I met with Mary Smith at an event organised by the UCD Women's Society in Dublin. Mary was a survivor from the Good Shepherd Magdalene Laundry in Cork. And I just remember Mary standing up to speak and talk about her story. And the whole room just went deadpan silent. You could hear a pin drop. And when the event was over, I started talking to Mary more about the work that I was doing. And she spoke about what she was looking to achieve. And I remember I invited her to Carlow to attend an event that was being organised by the women that appeared in the documentary. And this was as a result of what the Minister for Education, Bat O'Keefe, had said at the time, that the Magdalene laundries were privately run institutions. So she took my number and said, "I'll be there." As a follow-up to that, I rang Marina Gambold and I explained the same to her. And she said that she would also attend that event in Carlow.
Former residents of Magdalene Laundries and a group of supporters have held a march in Carlow town calling on the government and religious institutions to compensate them for abuse they suffered. The march came days after Minister for Religion Bat O'Keefe confirmed that the women were not eligible for compensation from the Residential Institutions Redress Board.
Soon after that protest, other women then started to come forward, and in the weeks that followed, I flew out to New York for the American premiere of the documentary, The Forgotten Maggies. It was organised by the Glucksman Ireland House, and I was just really excited to share the story with an international audience.
How do you feel now, looking back on that?
I was really proud of what we'd achieved, and I never expected it to snowball in the way that it did. And I think I was just happy to ride that wave and see where it would take me next. But I don't think I myself was even prepared for what was going to happen next. I went from being a director-producer on my very first feature-length documentary to being a spokesperson and representative for survivors of Ireland's Magdalen Laundries in a political context.
A group of women who are resident in the Magdalen Laundries have met senior officials at the Department of Justice for the first time. The women want a formal apology and compensation for their suffering during their time at the laundries. At present, they're ineligible for compensation from the state.
Now, this all happened because I got a notion to write a letter to the then Minister for Justice asking him to meet with the women that I had been working with. I never thought that a minister would get back to someone like me, let alone meet with women who were survivors of these institutions.
What were the consequences of that meeting?
It set in train the campaign that was to come. It galvanised the women in such a way that they felt they were being heard. And the next clip that you're going to hear from the news report is that of Marina and then of Mary Smith. And this is the first time that they begin to speak openly about their time in the Magdalen Laundries.
I would like to get justice for all I suffered and a lot of the hurt I will never get over.
To this day I have no children. The fear was put into me to have children because I was incarcerated into Magdalen Laundries for a crime I'd never commit, and that crime was in case I'd have a child outside marriage.
People were now beginning to see and take seriously the story of the Magdalen Laundries. We were shifting that narrative away from what the perception was of these institutions to what really happened in these places. And in quick succession, we suddenly found ourselves meeting with the Minister for Education, the Minister for Health, and we were setting the political narrative to focus in on the injustice of these women.
What was next for the documentary? What was the bigger picture?
I wanted people to be fully aware and fully knowledgeable that the state had a responsibility to these women. And over the next couple of weeks and months, myself and Jura started that process where we interviewed new women and we started incorporating their stories into a TV version that would air on Irish television for the first time in 2011.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.